State championship Saturday at the Well in Des Moines. 3A title game. Deja vu. Rematch of last year's championship game. Won by Nevada 58-54. You met in the regular season in Pocahontas, coach. An Indians win 55-52. Rubber match time. Let's break this one down, coach. What are your thoughts on Nevada heading into this 4 o'clock tip-off?
Well, Nevada's every bit as good as advertised. With Castlebaum and Kadelka inside, you cannot overlook those two and the way that they work together to create easy baskets for each other. But even more importantly for them, the way that they control the other team's offense and limit the amount of shots and quality looks at the rim. Nevada, it's a battle-tested group. I think we are also a battle-tested group, and I think it comes down to who gets the momentum at the right time down the stretch, because these are two quality clubs that I think have every bit a right to be in the championship game and battling them out to try and be state champs.
Coach, how are they able to keep the pace to where the two meetings here over the last year have been games in the 50s? What are they doing to Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon to keep that pace maybe into the 50 range?
Well, when you go 6-3, 6-1, or whatever it is inside, there's a defensively for us who we have one girl that maybe is 6 foot, we're undersized. And so for us to limit those two, we have to have a collective effort on taking away the middle, which is a little bit of sag help. It's being in the right spots at the right time. But what that does is it takes pressure off of their guards to move the ball around. And that is one thing that they will do, is be patient with the ball to try and get the shot that they want. Along with that, their defense is so good that it limits the amount of good looks you get at the rim, and that also limits how much we get into the press. And when you're not in the press, the tempo goes towards where they want to be. What's going to happen is I strongly feel it's going to be a chess match in the terms of they're going to do something that gets it where they want it, and then we're going to counter and do something that gets it back where we want it. And I think it's going to come down to who gets the pace the way they want it longer.
Well, I think the pace was in your favor in the regular season meeting. You were down 16 late in the third quarter. You came back and won that game by 3, and I think your press certainly pumped up the tempo.
The pace was set for us for about a quarter, but that's how deadly we are when we get the pace. We can run off a lot of points in a hurry. And we did that with Cherokee in the fourth, put up 36 in the fourth quarter. It's a collective effort, and I'll tell you what, it is contagious, and the kids fuel themselves off of it. You get an easy one, you look and get another one, and all of a sudden you're rolling, and somebody else is flustered and frustrated, and then we got the game where we want it. And we were able to do that in the fourth quarter with them in January, but last year down here at State, we weren't able to get that, and ultimately that's what led to them getting us.
This has to be an unbelievable 48-hour window, even less than that if you think about it, with the semifinal win and now a championship game Saturday at 4, texts, phone calls, emails, high fives, hugs, you're hugging your kids after Thursday's game. Coach, this is so much fun, so much enjoyment to you and your team, the fan base, the coaching staff, everybody at PacLM School. Best of luck. We'll be looking forward to Saturday's game.
Hey, thank you very much.
Coach Robert Mask joining us for the pregame to the 3A state title, Nevada Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon. All the play-by-play, I'll have it for you right here on Mix 101.7.